Question 16. It's soon. The really important thing that you've got to do is separate the variables that happen before a study, the variables that happen after a study, know how they're tied together, and how to end up with what you'd like after the study. Before a study, there's basically three kinds of variables. There's the intended causal variable, there's the intended effect variable, and infinity minus two potential confounds. This is the time for healthy skepticism, not cynicism. After the study, there's only eight kinds of variables in the whole world. Or if you prefer, five kinds with two kinds of three. When the study's all over, you've got the causal variable, the IV, the variable that at least you hope is the causal variable, but hopefully is a manipulated variable that you took control over, and it really is an IV in the true sense of the word. Second, you've got the DV, the outcome measure, the effect variable. Hopefully it's a variable, and you've measured it well. And then we have constants, controls, and confounds, each of which comes in two kinds. Constants come in two kinds, subject variable constants that have to do with initial equivalence, and manipulated variables that have to do with ongoing equivalence. And those are constants, whether measured or manipulated. A measured constant is a subject variable and is part of initial equivalence. A manipulated constant is a procedural variable and is part of ongoing equivalence. Then you have control variables. It's a variable because different people have different values. It's a control because the two conditions are equivalent on average. Control variables also come in two kinds. Measured control variables are subject variables and have to do with initial equivalence. Manipulated control variables are procedural variables that have to do with ongoing equivalence. And remember, once the person is assigned, everything from then on in is procedure. Whether the researcher proceeds properly and controls those variables or proceeds improperly, screws up by omission or commission, and produces the third category of variables, which is confounds. Confounds are variables. Different people have different values. And it's a confound because the two conditions are not equivalent on average. Confounds come in two kinds. Initial equivalence confounds of subject variables, which must be measured, and ongoing equivalence confounds of procedural variables, which have been manipulated. So we could bring the entire world down to eight kinds of variables. Every time you're reading a study, every time you come across some variable, by implication or description, you've got to ask yourself, which of the eight types is it? Now, the last part of the question says, what is the moral of this distinction? The moral of the distinction is, everything's a potential confound, and to prevent it from becoming a confound, the researcher must take over. The first act of taking over is proper random assignment. The second act of taking over is manipulation of the IV. And the rest of it is procedural control.